State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. School is almost out for summer. For a lot of kids, that means camp. For others, it means time to get a job. For the three high school sophomores you are about to meet, it means a break, not just from school, but from riding the bus. Every day, these girls leave their homes in the struggling Detroit neighborhood of Brightmoor and hop on two city buses and one yellow bus to get to their school in Dearborn Heights. Their names are Shakiria Harris-Bay, Navia Daniel, and Tanisha George, and they captured their morning trip in an audio diary for our State of Opportunity project. Tanisha is going to start out our piece.
I'll wake up at 4:20 just to, you know, get myself ready.
About to get all my clothes.
Like 5 o'clock, I go downstairs and I get in the shower. I wash up. Then I wake my little sister up. And then I have to wake her up because she's still asleep. So I have to wake her up. And then she get her stuff ready. And we out the house by like 6:30, 6:40.
You want me to start the car, Dad? Okay. So right now I'm in the car, just finding something to listen to. About to snack on my Pop-Tart and get a ride to my bus stop.
Waiting on the Evergreen bus, because it's what I do when I wait on the Evergreen bus, like it's so close to you. Hello? No, I'm waiting on the Evergreen bus. It is 6:56.
I take the Evergreen bus to Fairlane.
Next stop for Fairlane Town Center.
Okay, so right now I'm waiting on the Michigan bus. I'm at Fairlane. Like 7:15.
Hi, my name is Shakiria Harris-Bay.
Hi, my name is Navia. We meet up with Tanisha when we get up to Fairlane and we be talking. And when the bus comes, we sit together and we just talk
here.
About stuff and start laughing.
And the Michigan bus is here. I got you. Good luck, Shay.
We get on a bus, go to the yellow bus, which is the shuttle bus, and take us to school.
Sometimes we might get here late, like at 8:15 or something.
Because the bus was late, so, yeah.
We miss a lot of work, though, when we're not in school. Because when we miss first hour, it's like a lot of work is being done in first hour and we miss it. So sometimes we get to make it up and sometimes we don't.
I mean, we travel from Brightmoor to Dearborn for our school because, like, the schools out there, they might be good, but, like, not as good as this one because all you have down there is people that just want to steer you in the wrong direction. Girls end up getting pregnant, having sex, smoking weed, you know. And then the boys just gangs all day.
I make the trip from Brightmoor to Dearborn because I feel like it's a different kind of place. It's like a home. It's like a second home. You can come and you can talk to friends and you can ask for help. And this school it's better to learn here. I feel like it's worth your attitude. It's worth your grades. It's worth the people you surround yourself by. It's better out here. It's so worth it. Like, it's worth a lot.
Have a good day, bus driver.
That was Shakiria Harris-Bay, Navia Daniel, and Tanisha George. The girls start their day at 4:30 in the morning and return home from school some 13 hours later. They take a total of 6 buses each day, all in the hopes of getting a better education than they would have if they had stayed close to home. You can hear the girls talk about what it's like to grow up in their Brightmoor neighborhood in Detroit. Just go to our website, michiganradio.org, and click on State of Opportunity.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.